Good morning, I'm Ruth Ann Bessman. Coming up in just a few minutes, Classics by Request, right after our regular Saturday morning feature, Odyssey, hosted by Jonathan Overby.
Based in San Francisco, the choral ensemble Chanticleer, meaning to sing clear in French, proclaims they are the world's top male a cappella chorus. Without question, their repertoire is diverse, and they are indeed super talented.
Surely, 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 he's able to carry you. He is able to carry you through as pilgrims here.
Several aspects of the musical character of Chanticleer are intriguing. They are a traveling, full-time, all-male a cappella choral ensemble. The vocal makeup of this 12-member collective includes no less than six countertenors and a definitive basso profundo, meaning deep bass. Founded in 1978, the Grammy-winning Chanticleer, named Ensemble of the Year and the first vocal ensemble inducted into the American Classical Music Hall of Fame, has to date recorded 45 albums. Not long after Chanticleer formed, it garnered a reputation for its interpretation of Renaissance choral works. Along the way, the group directed for many years by Joseph Jennings, Chanticleer would venture vocally into the world of American jazz, spirituals, and gospel music with celebrated success. Stylistically, being good at vocal diversity is somewhat rare within a single choral group, where staying wrapped around just one genre of music is most common. Some choral groups rarely stray away from their musical roots for fear of not sounding culturally authentic. Chanticleer is an exception that embraces a broad swath of musical ground, from Renaissance polyphony and romantic offerings to more recent works in both a classical and popular vein. And all of it sung with the group's characteristic blend of suavity, transparency, and warm vocal conviction in any style they perform.
When you come down to the Jordan,
oh yes,
he'll be there to bear your burden.
Oh yes,
he's gonna step down, down before you.
Oh yes,
in the judgment, he's gonna know you.
Oh yes,
oh surely,
surely.
I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.
That was the Odyssey series, a Wisconsin Public Radio feature created by Jonathan Overby and engineered by Joe Hartke. You can hear more of Jonathan's celebration of world music this evening. Tune into Higher Ground at 7 right here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning and welcome to Classics by Request on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Ruth Ann Bessman, and it's great to have you along with me on this Saturday morning for Classics by Request, music programmed by you for the next 2 hours. Happy New Year. Hope you had wonderful holidays, and it's just really nice to start out the new year with music selected by you, and here's how you can do it. You can either call the toll-free number, 1-800-442-7106, 800-442-7106, or send your request online. Our website, WPR.org. At the top of the homepage, you'll see the bar that goes across. Just click the word music, and it will follow the along where you see the bar comes down. Look for Classics by Request. Select that, and it gets you right there to the online request form. Starting off this new year with music of Gustav Holst, from the planets. This is Jupiter, and it's a request from Peter in Janesville. We're going to hear a performance with Seiji Ozawa conducting the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Thank you. Great way to start the new year with music of Gustav Holst from The Planets. That was Jupiter with Seiji Ozawa conducting the Boston Symphony Orchestra. You're listening to Classics by Request on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin Public Radio is a service of the Wisconsin Educational Communications Board and the University of Wisconsin Extension, with additional financial support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and from listeners through the Wisconsin Public Radio Association.
From the WGTD Arts and Other Events calendar, if you're interested in making a positive difference in a child's life, local mentoring programs are in need of volunteers. There are a wide variety of opportunities available. Visit uwp.edu keyword mentorkr.
Classics by Request with you for 2 hours on this Saturday morning, and then at 12 o'clock noon this afternoon, it's live from the Metropolitan Opera, and today it's Hansel and Gretel. So until then, lots of requests to get to, and try to be patient if you're trying to get through the toll-free number to get your request in. Again, that number, 1-800-442-7106, or send in your request online at our website, wpr.org. I will try to get to as many requests as possible within these two-hour time frame. Continuing now with a request, an online request from John in Washburn, who would like very much to hear a work of Franz Liszt, The Fountains of the Villa d'Este. It's a piano work. He says it's lovely. He loves the lively impressionism of this piece. We'll hear a performance with pianist Andre Watts.
Thank you.
Music of Franz Liszt, The Fountains of the Villa d'Este, played by Andre Watts. Our next work, it's another request, online request, this time from Helen in Sheboygan, just came in, for music of Charles Aveson. And it's comes from one of his well-known works, a set of 12 concerti grossi based on string sonatas of Domenico Scarlatti. Helen would like to hear the Concerto Grosso No. 12 in D major. The performance is with Neville Marriner conducting the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields.